Absolutely, Evans. Yeah, because this has been a grueling match. Oh, Charlie, the state took Dr. Abiodun through a needless trial, a very frivolous case, Evans. And I say frivolous with emphasis. The Attorney General knows that he mounted a frivolous case against Dr. Agojo. I mean, from day one, the Attorney General himself knew that Dr. Agojo didn't say anything or wasn't involved in any coup. He was just educating the group that, look, if you want to embark on a demonstration because there are conditions for an Arab Spring, this is the way to go. Notify the police 5 days ahead of time, because that's the law, the Public Order Act. It's law. If you don't, there are consequences. So Agojo just sought to educate them. And yet the Attorney General put together a very frivolous case in a way to guard police officers, guard other public officers, because Akufo-Addo was misgoverning. So this is an assault on free speech. And the Attorney General is paid dearly. For the rest of his life, he'll be haunted by that attempt to guard public officers. He'll be haunted by it. Everywhere he appears, if he appears anywhere to talk about free speech, this case will be shown to him that what did this senior police officer do to warrant such a trial? He just seemed to destroy his life, destroy the will of his family. So Akufo-Addo was misgoverning.
But they took him, Martin. They took him through due process, through a court of competent jurisdiction. That's where, indeed, issues such as this, contentious, should be tried. Isn't that the right thing to do, at least?
Absolutely not. So in law, there's what we call malicious prosecution, where the evidence shows that somebody is not done anything and you take the person through this thing called due process, you'll be made to pay damages. It's called malicious prosecution. Malicious prosecution. It's not every case you prosecute. You look at who he is. In public, he has been crying about this Arab Spring, everywhere. And Akufo-Addo came to office based on his cry against Arab Spring. The tapes are there. You see Akufo-Addo saying that, hey, Ghana, Arab Spring is a governance. Arab Spring. So that's the same thing Agojo was talking about. And so that, look, the conditions in Ghana are ripe for an Arab Spring. He hasn't said anything new.